Knew it was going to be hard. Yeah, Rockhampton were, I thought they were really good tonight. We tried to put them to the sword three times, and we couldn't. You know, it was only, we only broke them in that last maybe four or five minutes of that fourth quarter where, you know, we made a couple of big shots. Our veteran guys stood up, took care of what they needed to, and I think that's what got us over the line. But, yeah, huge, huge battle. As I said, it's always fun to play Rockhampton. Great to see so much young talent out on the floor. And, yeah, I think the fans really enjoyed it tonight.
We can hear it in the background. The boys are happy.
The boys are happy. They're in the locker room. They're enjoying the celebrations. And, you know, I mean, it's been a tough year, 2020. You know, everything that's happened and not having sport and our season cancelled. And then the boys are getting into it. you know, to be able to have this season and have this competition and the pride that's involved with, you know, representing Mackay and playing in the Central Queensland Cup is huge. And, you know, you had two quality sides out there that gave it all. And I think at the end of the day, you know, to have probably 600 or 700 people in the crowd of support, that's massive, huge.
Oh, very happy with that. I think some of our more not recognised players did a fantastic job for us tonight. I think Bronte Allen was awesome for us tonight. Doesn't show probably on the stat sheet with scores, but she did everything we needed her to do.
How's Sarah?
Good, shoulders back in. She's probably feeling on another planet right now, but her shoulders back in.
That's good.
Yeah, no, look, she did a great job for us. She wanted to get to the finals. She done that. And honestly, we mightn't have won it without her. So yeah, yeah. She was outstanding, and the old bird here, she wasn't too bad either.
Yeah, you went well, Heidi.
Yeah.
They didn't listen to you in the first quarter, did they? What do we say?
We just can't get out of the blocks. Yeah. But anyway, hopefully NBL 1 starts. We can learn to get out of the blocks by then. But look, I think we achieved a lot of things. There's a lot of young people that got an opportunity, and I think they all grabbed their chance, I think. So that's very pleasing.